Well, happy Saturday. It is March the 16th, and I'm Susan Kent. This is your wake-up call. Let's begin with our prayer of consecration. Wake up, sleeper. Rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Jesus, I belong to you. I lift up my heart to you. I set my mind on you. I fix my eyes on you. I offer my body to you as a living sacrifice. Jesus, we belong to you. Praying in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, today's entry is entitled Celebration. Hear now the word of the Lord from Luke chapter 15, verses 20 through 24. So he got up and went to his father. But while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and was filled with compassion for him. He ran to his son, threw his arms around him, and kissed him. The son said to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. But the father said to his servants, Quick, bring the best robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. Bring the fattened calf and kill it. Let's have a feast and celebrate. For this son of mine was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. So they began to celebrate. Now consider this. You know, in the early 80s, there was a music group called Kool & the Gang, and they released a song called Celebration. Yes, I am about to actually quote a pop band in our devotional time, but stick with me. The lyrics told us that there was a party going on right here, a celebration to last throughout the years. So we were to bring our good times and our laughter too, because they were going to celebrate the party with you. Anyone else remember that? Anyone? Well, in our passage today, there is a party going on, and we are supposed to celebrate. I have some good news for you today. Embracing a life of surrender isn't something to be afraid of, but it is something that can bring great joy, peace, and community. When the Israelites brought a peace offering for the Lord, a small portion was burned on the altar, another portion went to the priest, but the largest portion was shared with friends and family. When we develop a habit of giving our thanks to God, it spills out in the way that we live in community. Our joys are shared as well as our prayers. In our passage from Luke, we're reading the end of a story, which is actually the end of a trilogy. Jesus has been teaching on the joy of finding what has been lost as a way to illustrate the elation of God when his children repent of their sins and come home to the grace that pursues them. It's actually one of the most expressive parables in the Gospels. Within this story, we see the son who has walked away from his father and lived a sinful life, but who now asks for forgiveness. And what I love in this story is that we don't read that the father first lectures the boy on his life choices, or tells him that he will accept him back only if the son promises to never do it again. No, the joy that is felt comes because the father loves so deeply and with great mercy, and that is something to celebrate with the entire community. So when we give our thanks to our father, we should share it with others. Give thanks to God in a celebration of worship. Give thanks to God by opening your home and sharing a meal. Give thanks to God by going out into your community and welcoming those who have not yet found their way home. Surrender your praise by sharing with others. There's a party going on right here, and it's a celebration of salvation that comes from the unending grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. It's a celebration that we offer as a surrender of thanks and through which transformation comes, not just for ourselves, but for those around us. The prayer. Lord, we celebrate the love that you have shown as a father who runs after his children. And I pray that we show that same outpouring of mercy to those around us who need to be loved. Let us be aware of those who also don't feel included. And may we be the ones that welcome them home in your name. Amen. The questions. When was the last time that you celebrated the grace of God in your life? And who can you invite into a relationship with Christ so that they can experience His compassion and His mercy? For The Awakening, I'm Susan Kent.
We hope that today's entry challenged and encouraged you. And thanks for listening to The Wake Up Call, powered by Seedbed. Be sure to share this with a friend, leave us a rating, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. Find out more and join the movement by visiting our website at seedbed.com/wakeupcall.